I'd like to begin with an experiment. If you will, find your quiet spot. And take into mind someone who is not here, someone close to you, no matter where he or she is, no matter what his or her age is, a child, an adult, just one person, if you will. Perhaps they're in Florida, perhaps they're in Connecticut, wherever they happen to be. That person in consciousness is where you are to go now, in your consciousness. And when you arrive, let us rest in the knowledge that I am the Infinite Spirit of Christ, and I will rest in this place knowing my identity. I am also knowing at the same time the identity of this individual whose home I happen to be in consciousness. I'm not trying to influence him or her. I'm just trying to be there silently. I am the living Christ. He or she is the living Christ, and I will sit in this room in consciousness while we go on with our class together. Establish your presence there, and when you return home, you may discover that something has happened there that made this individual aware of you. At least we'll find out. Now, as we stand in the quiet center of our being, resting in the knowledge that the universe is where I am, for I am in oneness with God, and God is the universe. That oneness now covers all that I think and do and feel, for I am not in a physical body. I want to develop the consciousness that enables me to feel the slow, steady progress of transformation. I wish to place my soul in position so that each individual experience brings me closer to soul awareness. Never losing sight of the fact that the I that I am is fully attained, I am drawing my human consciousness closer to the spiritual, so that the human will be absorbed into oneness with the spirit, and eventually the human will be deleted. It will be a natural process. As we gather our new strength, as the Spirit of the Lord comes upon us, we hear the Father speak. And we go to the Bible for the words He speaks. These things have I spoken unto you. In Proverbs. But the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. That must have been a very welcome moment when the Spirit advised the disciples that they would soon hear the unvarnished truth. And try to see if you can detect what is happening and who it's happening to. Because the identity of those concerned will be of a major importance to us. At that day, you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you, that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. This is a closely knit group, allegedly speaking is the Christ, Jesus, advising the group that he came from God. But I want you to see that something else is happening. I want you to see that this is the inner Christ, not Jesus talking. I came out from God. They are listening to the Christ of Jesus, and they are listening with the Christ of their own being. This is an inner communion between Christ Jesus and Christ of the disciples. And the idea of it is to awaken in you a similar response. So that you listen with the ears not of a human being, but it is the Christ of you that hears the Christ of the Master. What the Christ of you hears from the Master will not be forgotten. What the mind of you hears can be forgotten. You are learning that the operation of the divine plan is before you, and Christ speaks to Christ. And you must be that Christ. Only the truth will come, and every word will bear fruit richly. So listen closely. I came forth from the Father. Now you may think again, that is Jesus. But it is the Christ that came from the Father. And the difference will be very marked in the result. And I came into the world again. I leave the world and go to the Father. This is setting up the manner in which the Father speaks, the Christ is the mouthpiece, and you are the listener. To develop the awareness that this is the method of divine edification. Always, I come from the Father speaks to me, I listen to what the Father has to say, there's nothing between me and the Father. I am the Christ, and I am the true representative of the kingdom of heaven. And when I speak to you, you being the Christ is why I speak to you. You receive direct wisdom from the Father. You receive manna from the Father. You receive all that the Father hath through the Christ which comes from the Father and which is received by the Christ of you. That is how you are going to develop the fullness of being. That is how everything in the world that could intervene, everything in the world that could deceive, does not reach you when you are tuned to the Christ of the Father by the Christ of your being. This is an a network that has no possible intervention from any source. It's airtight. And so every word you receive from the Father is a divine command. Every word you receive from the Father is a divine blessing. And you let these blessings communicate with you so that daily you are lifted up higher and higher. You're given further insight into the kingdom. Things keep happening to you. It's a divine diet. There's nothing to compare with it in the world. Once you get it started and adhere to it, you realize, I am living on divine manna. And this manna is more than information. This manna is actually your life. You are slowly being born into Christhood as you receive the Christ of the Father. This is one of the major events in our lives. It's the way we begin to break out of the world into the kingdom of heaven. Nothing else can take us there except this divine manna coming direct from the Father. You can't receive it with the mind. And you don't even receive it from the Father, you receive it from the Christ, who is the representative of the Father. Many times, Jesus Christ pointed up this process when he sat on the well. And the woman at the well said, "Do I know you? I don't think I do." And he said, "Well, what are you doing here?" She said, "Well, I'm fetching some water." And he could read her mind. He told her she had had 5 husbands. And that meant she was a normal mortal. He was referring to the 5 senses when he said it. The 5 husbands were the 5 senses which were glued into the usual run of the menial things of the world. But you have a 6th husband, he said, a 6th man in your life. Her ears went up. I wonder how he knew. And he was telling us that she was not ordinary. She might have been a person studying science of mind or some other message that is on the way up, away from the mass of messages. Then he sat on the well. That meant everything had to come through the Christ. She was getting it from the source, but there was nothing in the source that brought her divine message. The minute he sat on the well, it came through him. And he was imitating what is going on in the passage we're reading. Whenever you receive from the divine source, so whatever you read in a book, whatever you get from a big brain, whatever you get from a human authority, is not the divine source. You never get anything secondhand. no matter how brilliant it is. The source is in you. The source is yourself, your center. And that's where Christ lives. And as he rams home this point again and again and again, hopefully we understand that I am a divine being. And the Christ of my being is the Son of God. And that's where I get my information. Nothing else will take me up past humanhood except Christ. He says, at that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you because ye have loved me. You have to see how closed this is, this area that you receive the word. You receive it from the Christ. That's loving the Christ. And unless you receive it with the Christ of your being, there's no capacity to receive it. You'll think, oh, I know what he said, but you won't. The Christ is the only way you can translate the words of Christ. It's such a beautiful method of educating those who would be the living children of God. No man can do it. I came forth from the Father, and I come into the world. Again, I leave the world, and I go to the Father. His disciples were annoyed by this. They couldn't quite make it out. I leave, I know. Too many words for them. His disciples said unto him, lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverbs. We want to know, we don't want to guess. Tell us what you want us to know. Say it simply. Now we're sure that thou knowest things, needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou came forth from God. We know that. But what have you got to say to us? Jesus answered them, do you now believe? They hadn't been certain at one time. Do you now believe? Behold, the hour cometh. Yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Now you see the identity is plainly marked. You're not hearing the Father. You're not hearing Jesus. You're hearing the Christ of Jesus. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. No matter where your disciples go now, because you are tuned to me, who has overcome the world, you will find that you have overcome the world, or at least you will learn how. The important phrase here is, I have overcome the world, but I'm not just separate from you. You are listening. You are close. You are in me. I am in you. This is the point that the disciples in him and he and the disciples all benefit from his having overcome the world. I presume you remember what that means. Number one, he said to Pilate, you have no power over me. This man could crucify him, so why couldn't Pilate have power over him? Because I have overcome the world. Now that means two things. I know there is no world. I know that the world is a belief, and that belief I have overcome. I have overcome the belief that there is a world. There can't be a world if there is a kingdom. There can't be a world if God didn't create it. There can't be a world if the only creator didn't create the world. The world is a duplicate, a counterfeit, an imitation. The world is not created by the Father, but by the world mind. And I have overcome the world. And everyone in the world has not overcome it. Very few in the world have overcome it. And are living under the guidance of the world, not under the guidance of God. They're living in a good and an evil world, living in the belief in duality, living in the belief in sickness, living in the belief of all kinds of negativity. That's the world I have overcome. And when you go out from me, you will find I will not deceive you with things that are in the world, because I have overcome the world. No one who knew Jesus and learned to love the Christ of his being and the Christ of Jesus was ever given wrong information. Each was on a secret mission, a secret lifting process, that his soul would open up and his soul opened up to understand the nature of the kingdom of God, the nature of individual identity as Christ. I have overcome the world. These words spake Jesus. Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. This was before crucifixion, quite a bit before. This is a sign that the glorification of the Christ as a sole teacher of mankind as the source of all divine information . There's no second source . We acknowledging the inner Christ of our being, acknowledging the infinite Christ, which brings us guidance, leads us slowly, patiently, just like a mother, to the invisible kingdom. This is our breakdown of authority into the kingdom. This is our narrow path. Nothing can intervene. So now we take an assessment of who we are, where we are. I am the Christ, Abba Father. You look at me and you think, oh, that's a man. You look at her and you say, oh, that's a woman. But that's not a woman. This is not a man. The name is Christ. And it must be Christ if you want to receive from the Christ, from the infinite Christ of the Father. You must be the Christ, because the only balancing factor is Christ to Christ. It cannot come any other way. If you're a human being, you've just thrown away a couple of thousand years. Let's go with the plan and say that woman is Christ. That man is Christ. Forget the outer garment. Everyone who is Christ is geared to the Son of the Father, who treats us royally, brings us the information, the transformation, the total inventory of everything we need to make the translation out of the body into the body of the soul. And you can say to any human being on earth, help me, there's nothing he can do for you. You must go to the Christ of your own being. And let's go there now, because We're going to strengthen that which is the faculty which opens us up and lifts us up and raises us to a new realm. At this moment, there should be an awareness of immortality in everyone. The belief that we were mortal is gone. The knowledge that we are not mortal is here. If we linger with the belief in mortality, you will find that you cannot start even, because there's no Christ in a mortal being. The habitation of Christ must be in immortality. You're compelled to start there. You're compelled to accept immortality. It's the prerequisite that begins your journey. All the disciples are learning this, and you are a disciple. There's nothing John or Peter or James was that you are not. We are the disciples of the Christ. And our tuned consciousness lifts us up to the level where the Christ can speak to us, and we can hear. But we are first filling all essentials that we must be a servant of God. We must have stricken all material thought from our consciousness, and even if we haven't succeeded, we have at least made the effort, and everything you do is known to the Father. Everything you do spiritually is known. You're always under the microscope. You think perhaps nobody sees me. If they don't see you, it's because you're immortal. The minute you get a tincture of immortality, you get under the microscope. And that visibility under the microscope grows as your immortality increases, your spirituality increases. The more you are moving toward the Father, the more the Father is aware of your presence. As thou hast given him, thy son, that is, power over flesh, that he should give eternal life to many as thou hast given him. This is pointing up the authority of the infinite Christ to give eternal life to whoever can accept Christhood. When we seek eternal life, we don't know any other place to go but this Christ, this perfect Son of God, which is called the way-shower or the prototype. The achieved one, the one who made his way from the earth to the kingdom of heaven in spite of every obstacle, in spite of crucifixion, and proved that I have overcome the world. He said, I have overcome the world before he overcame it, before we saw that he had, but he had overcome it already. He had overcome it long before his crucifixion. And now he's teaching us how he did it, how we can do it. We won't do it in the visible way we think we will do it, but we will do it by slow transformation of consciousness from material belief, from the belief that I am a man or a woman, that I am the flesh, to the slow growing sureness that I'm not the flesh at all. That I don't have a body that I thought I had, that can die. That my soul faculties will take the place of my sense faculties, the senses which deceive me into thinking that what I see is real. And my mind shall be the Christ mind. And all these things that I am developing the realization of, I was born with them. They were my heritage before the world. They are now coming to the fore. I am learning that I have the Christ mind. I have a soul. I have a divine body. I have a divine life. I learn that all my fellow men have the same qualities. And that as we awaken into the truth and learn about ourselves, one by one, as I develop my Christhood, my spiritual body, and walk invisibly through this world in that body, someone will come up to me and will indicate he or she is ready. I will become their teacher. And each one will start to expand the Christ truth. We start out with this little band of men, just 12, then 11. And from that, we will see that the world is slowly being Christed. They're not being put into this religion or that religion. They're being Christed. They're not believing in a separate God who's in a heaven, who's upstairs. They're believing in the power of the infinite force, This is not a personal thing, a personal God. This is the only God.